Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach. Brachas Daf Samach. And to note, yesterday's daf is up. From 7+ years ago, it was not up. I had it given it. I had a baby, I noticed. but I gave it last night, so it was up, and now we're on Nun Tesma Beis on the bottom. Also, scheduling note, as we mentioned, starting from Friday, from Erev Shabbos, the daf will be offered on OU.org under the Daf Yomi. Search for it, but it'll be offered on OU.org. And again, the old ones we're going to try to get moved over to fill in onto the OU website. But meanwhile, they're still all on the yutorah.org, but either way, from Friday, Bez Hashem, it'll be on the OU website. And again, we thank the sponsors for this month's Shiurim, the Orlinskis. We thank Lezech Nishvas Benachah Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinski, Chaima, and Lezech Nishvas Chaima Abba Ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. We thank them for their sponsorship, and also one more day, we thank Eddie and Batya Jacobs for sponsoring in honor of the marriage of their daughter Nomi to Dor Ariel. Okay, Nun Tes Amid Beis, as we continue with Inyanim of Brachos, Shevach Vahod, Brachos of Shevach Vahodah, a lot of interesting Inyanim on these large dafim at the end of Maseches Brachos. Also, I will try to get up tomorrow's daf sometime today. I will try, because that's also Mondays, remember, our Shabbos dafim, but I will try to do it sometime today. Okay. Bana Bayis Chadash. We are on Nun Tes Amud Beis. If somebody builds a new house, Lekana Kelim Chadashim, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, one says a Shechianu, one builds a new house or buys new kalim. Tosfos pointed out, we mentioned this at the end of the shiur yesterday, Tosfos says that this only applies to begadim chashuvim. Va'omeri, the dafka begadim chashuvim. In the middle of Tosfos, v'Rebbe Yochanan, dumi debayis chadash, nakar kalim chadashim. Special kalim and special begadim, that is what one makes a shechianu on. But if they're not chashuv, so then one doesn't make a shechianu. What about a car? Somebody buys a car. What about if one leases a car? So one buys a car, pashas, that's a kli chadash, that's a new kli, pashas, you would make a shechianu on that. Right, it's already a new suit, so again, that, according to many, one would make a shechianu. Anything less than that, you know, is unclear. The Magen Avraham talks, so what about svarim? Somebody buys svarim, so very excited to get a new sefer. A hard sought after sefer, that, or even one that just came out, it was new. So what, you got a shas, the chasen shas, what? Chasen Shas, right? Whatever it is. Anyway, the Magen Avraham says mitzvos lav lahandos nitnu. So he says that he does not think that one would make a shechianu. He's not 100% sure, but he quotes this in Reish Chaf Gimel Sifhei that he's not so sure about the Kenyan Svarim. What about a talis? That's machlokas taz in the shach. About whether you make a bracha on a new talis, right? In Arachayim, and versus the taz says it in Yeridea Bakisi Adam. Whenever you do a mitzvah for the first time, do you make a shechianu? That's a machlokas. You know, one would think that we should, but it's not so clear in the poskim that one should make a new shechianu on a mitzvah done for the first time. But a talis, that's a machlokas. Machlokas. There are many that do. That's the minhag more in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laaretz by a wedding. Right, there's no shechianu by a wedding for the chasen. No shechianu. That's why some Sadri Kedushin try to get his us. So get him a new talis, and I'll make a bracha on the talis, the shechianu under the chuppah, and that'll be motzi. It'll allow you, not motzi, you don't have to, but it'll allow you to say a shechianu at the wedding. So that is something that is more common that I've seen in Eretz Yisrael. But yesh makom lahakel, if one wants to make a bracha, a shechianu on a new talis, there are machlokas and the nosei kelim. But yesh makom lahakel, if one wants to. Rabbi Akiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch also here in Reish Chaf Gimel discusses, he just has a suffix, if somebody, again, a new house, so do you make a bracha after you put up the mezuzah or before you put up the mezuzah? If you buy a new kli, I don't know, let's say you buy a fancy, say a professional, they get a new fancy mixer, but it's not toveled yet. Right, you make a bracha before you tovel it, because it's not, right, similar to clothing, before it's tailored or before it's ready to use. That's a question, whether it's pashas is one should wait until it's ready to use, because then one can get benefit. That's the shechianu. Lasman hazeh, thank you for bringing me to this day.
So it's time of purchase if it is ready to use.
If it's ready to use, pashas is time of wearing it or type of wearing it. You have in mind when you say malbush arumim in the morning, but could be the time of purchase because kana, right? It says kana kelim chadashim. Doesn't say once you wear it. Okay, a very lamaisa discussions. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos in these in Chelik Beis, he has all the achrodim that discuss this. Okay, so Amar Afuna Lo Shanu Ela She'en Lo Kayotzei Ben. So we have 2 days in the Gemara here, 2 versions. So version number one, Rafuna says Lo Shanu Ela She'en Lo Kayotzei Ben. When do we say that you make a Shech Yanu? If you don't have something similar, Aval Yesh Lo Kayotzei Ben Ein Sarach Lavar. But if you have something similar, no new bracha because you have it. You go by the result. You have it already, no new bracha. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar no, afilu yesh lo kayotzei ben tzorach lavarech. Rabbi Yochanan says, you go by the kniyah. If the buying itself is new, this item, so then you do make the shech yanu. Michlal, dechikana, v'chazer v'kana, divrei yakolin tzorach lavarech. Mashma, that if you bought something and then you sold it, and then you bought it again, so everybody agree you don't need, because then it's not new for you, and also it's not a new kniyah for this item. So everyone would agree that in the case of kana v'chaz v'kana, you would not make a bracha. That's the first version. V'ikad da'amrei, amrefuna, lo shanu ela shalo kana v'chaz v'kana. This is only if you didn't do that. Aval kana v'chaz v'kana, ein tzorach lavarech. But the Tanakama holds, or Refuna holds, if you were kona twice, kana, and then chaz v'kana, you wouldn't make a new bracha. For Rabbi Yochanan amre, afilu kana v'chaz v'kana, tzorach lavarech. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan allows you to make a new bracha, even if the kinyan is not new to you. Michlal mashba d'chi yeshlo v'kana, divrei kol tzorach lavarech. Mashba, if you had one already, like it, and you got another one, you wouldn't make a new bracha. You had a car already, and you got another car. So by the way, derech how the poskim discussed, there has to be a real strong feeling of simcha for the Bechayev of Shech Yanu. If somebody has 8 cars, and you buy another one, you know, it's nothing to them, then you wouldn't make a Shech Yanu. It has to be with the Hargasha. That's why by a shirt, by Svarim, one would think, yes, but Mitzvah Lalem Hendelstein knew, because that's a separate issue. But anyway, those are the 2 days in the Gemara. Meisve, asking on the second day, Bana Bayis Chadosh, Ve'ein Lo Kayotzei Bo. Somebody buys a new house, and he does not have a parallel, Kana Kelem Chadosh, Ve'ein Lo Kayotzei Bo, Emsorach Lavarich. Then he has to make a new bracha if he doesn't have. Yesh lo kayotzei bahen, ain't sorach lavarech. Div Rebbe Meir, if he has something parallel, then he does not have to make a new bracha. Div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda omer bekach ubekach sorach lavarech. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, you have to make a bracha either way. So bishlam al lishna kama, this is exactly, explicitly like the lishna kama, like the first version, it fits in. Rav Huna krebi Meir, Rebbe Yochanan krebi Yehuda, it's exactly the same shitos. El lishna basra, but according to lishna basra, there's a shita that does not line up. Bishlama Rav Huna, according to Rav, if you have the second version, so how could the Amoraim say what they say? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, who limits the brachos, says like Rav Yehuda here. El Rav Yochanan, Damar Keman, Lo Rav Yehuda, Lo Rav Yehuda, who would Rav Yochanan be following, according to the Lishna Basra? Rav Yochanan, who says you could always make a new bracha, who would he be following? Samalcha Rav Yochanan, who adin del Rav Yehuda, Kana v'chaz v'kana, Nami tzarech levarech. No, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you can make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan would say that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you can make a new bracha in that case. And the only reason that it's formulated as about that case, lo diach hakokha de Rabbi Meir, to tell you the chiddush of Rabbi Meir shita, da'afilu kana v'yeshlo ein zarach lavarech. Rabbi Meir holds, even if you were konet and you have it, that even if it's a new maisa kinyan, you've never bought something like this, still you don't make a new bracha. The kol shekein kana v'chazer v'kana din tzorach lavarech. So that's the chiddush. The reason it's stated in that case is because of Rabbi Meir's opinion. Says the Gemara, finishing up, v'lif lagu b'kana v'chazer v'kana din tzorach lavarech, l'odiach hakochad Rabbi Yehuda. Want to say the other way? It's a chiddush Rabbi Yehuda that in the case of kana v'chazer v'kana, you do not have to make a new bracha. Why do you say that chiddush? Koach dehetera adiflei. No, it's better to say koach dehetera. What does that mean here? The koach of allowing you to make a bracha is considered koach de atera. So that Tzlach wonders about that. That's koach de atera. Usually when this comes up, it's clear. There's koach de yisur, there's a machlokas, asur and mutter. So you say the shita that says mutter. Why? We mentioned many times, Rashi and Beitza da Beis. Rashi says anybody can be machmir. Right? You can go ask a rabbi a question. Oh, you better, you know, don't do it. He doesn't know the halacha, so he'll just tell you to be machmir. There's no chiddush in saying chumrah. But if somebody is mekel, is matir, that really shows they know the halacha. It's Mefurash Rashi, beginning of Maseches Beitza. So usually, the context of heter and iser is clear. But here, allowing you to make a bracha and not allowing you, which is the heter? Right, you might say, right, the would say here, to allow you to make a bracha. That's a chiddush, because you're violating losisa, so to speak, but But it's a chiddush to apply that principle in this context. Oh, you see on the side, he quotes it. Pirish al zeh katzav Rashi beitza da beis. By Ankasa Mishnah. He quotes it on the side of the Gemara, that Rashi. But the Tzlach here, the Noda Behuda, points out that it's not such a clear-cut application of this rule of Koach Tatera to allow you to make a bracha. Good. Mevarech ala Rav Achulu. We continue. The Mishnah had said you make a bracha on Ra'a me'ein Tova, and Tova me'ein Ra'a. What does that mean? So hechi dami kegon to shakal bitka ba'are. If there's a flood in someone's field, afagav de tava hiladide, even though eventually it's going to be good for the person, demaska ara sirton v'shivcha, because soil and a lot will be brought to the field because you have this flood. There's a lot of water here, so eventually it's going to be good. But right now it's flooded. Hashda mi arahi, but now it's ra'a. So that's why you have to make a bracha about the present. Even if something's going to turn out well, you have to make a bracha about the present. And the opposite, the ala tova v'chulu hechi dami, could go into ashkech mitzia. Somebody finds a lost item. Avagav dera hi l'dide, even though it could be bad for him, tishama b'malka shakal amine. If the government hears about it, they might have rules about all lost items going to the government. But ashkech mitzia, but right now you found it. Right now you could use it. It was yeyush. So therefore, you go by the present. The Rambam says here, in Pirush Mishnayis, an important hashkafic line, because who knows about tomorrow? Make the bracha on the present. We make brachas on presents, not on futures, because the present is the only vaday in life. Vatam shadvarim hamitsuyim asher ein b'mitziusam safek yuvarech al mashe nimsa mehem tchila v'ayichoshesh l'mashe yikra b'sofam l'fisha asidos haheim efshar sheyiyu o shelo yiyu. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, says the Rambam. Therefore, you know, make the bracha on the vadai, on what is presently in reality. Good. If somebody's wife is pregnant, and he has four boys, and he wants a girl, and he's going to daven in the seventh month, I hope it's a girl, or the opposite, right? So it's tefillah shav. It's already a metzias. You can't daven to change reality. Says the Gemara, is that true? V'lo mahani rachami, but Masa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, V'achar yolda bas v'tikresh badina, it says by Leia, that she had dina. This Gemara is quoted in the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, on that pasuk. My v'achar, the first example in history of a uterine switch. An embryo switch, I should say. Amarav la'achar shadana le'ah din ba'atzma. What does it mean? Achar, after what? Yolda bas. After she thought to herself. V'yamra, and she says, Yud be shvatim asitim latzeis miYaakov. 12 shvatim, they all knew we're going to come out of Yaakov. Shisha yatzmi meni, 6 already came out of me. She already had six boys. The Arba'am and Ashvachos. And there were already 4 born from the Shvachos. So there were 10 children born already. She knows she's pregnant. She says, if I'm going to have another one, Harei Asara, Imzeh Zachar, if this is a male, Loti Achosi Rachel Kachas Ashvachos. My sister is going to be less than a maidservant. She's only going to have one, because they had a Mesorah. It's only going to be 12. So Miyad Nefcha Labas. So that moment, the embryo switched. Yosef, Leah was pregnant with Yosef. So Yosef was switched, and became Dina. And Yosef went into the uterus of Rachel. Question mark. So you see what he mean? Why does the Mishnah say it's a tefillah shav? Right? It works. By the way, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky notes, and if he didn't say it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Even though it was switched, there was a residual effect of the switch. Yosef was Masal Sabasairo, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Dina was a Yatsanit, right, which is more of a male thing to do. So that's why Yaakov Kamenetsky says, even though there was a switch, there was a little residual effects on Yosef and Dina, or Yaakov. Anyway, says the Gemara, so it's not a tefillah shav. Two answers. Answer number one, Ein Maskirin Maisa Nisim. Don't ask me kashas from Leah. That was an ace, but we're not supposed to daven for Nisim. But that was an ace. Number one. We'll get to the second answer. You know what? Let's just do the second answer, and then we'll talk. V'ba Yisema, or Maisa Deleia B'toch Harboim Yomavi. The story of Leia was before 40 days, within 40 days of fertilization. Kitatanya, as the Brisa says, Shloshi Yamim Arishonim, the first 3 days after the Maisa Bia, Yivaki Shatam Rachamim, Shalo Yasriach. The first 3 days, you have to daven that the sperm is powerful enough in order to be Mazriya, in order to fertilize. So it doesn't die before it fertilizes the egg. Mishlosha V'adar Ba'im, during the next time, up until 40 days, Yivakish Rachamim Sheizachar. If somebody wants a male, they should daven so that it should be a zachar before 40 days. Miar Boim Yom Va'atshlosh. Therefore, that's when Leah was davening. That's when Leah was davening. It was early on, before maybe figuring out which of the zera was fertilized. That's why it was still a suffix whether there was going to be a male or a female. Miar Boim Yom Va'atshlosh Chadashim. During the first trimester, Yivakish Rachamim Shloye Sandal. You daven. It should be a sandal. What's a sandal? So Bisman the Rashi quotes here. Sandal usually means two embryos and one smushes the other one. That's the it's quoted in Maseches Nida and elsewhere. So it could be the Gemara seemed to assume that it's possible to become pregnant again even after there was already a pregnancy. Remember the Gemara Nida and the Mems, where there were two, there was a woman pregnant with twins. One of them was born 3 months before the other one, right? So the Gemara talks about it. So that's what he davened. So one could generalize it and say that nothing should happen to the baby. Mishlosha Chadash Vachisha, the second trimester, Yivaki Shrachim Shlo Yehi Nefel. It should keep living, not only from external forces, it shouldn't be hurt, but from internal. Bishisha v'tisha, yivakish rachamim, sheyatza b'shalom. Period. So that's how we know that Leah was within 40 days, and that's why she was able to daven. Just finishing up, umimahani rachmi, but still, does it help? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'reid Rabami. We learned, isha mazriya tchilu yilev sakeva. If a man is mazriya tchila, so then that's going to create, they're going to have a girl. Isha mazriya tchilu yilev zachar. So we learn from a pasuk. So depending who is Mazriya, part of the Maisabiya, whoever is Mazriya first, that's what determines what the gender of the child is. Right? So what do you mean that you could daven afterwards? It depends who is Mazriya first. Oh, if it was at the same time, so then it's still questionable and open, and that's the case where Leah daven. We had a shir, yeah? What? Based on what we know, what, davening after the Maisabiya? That after the Maisabiya. Unless, you know, now, after the Maisabiya, the first couple of days, one could still, because depending on, sorry? Right, the X or the Y. Right, so the question is, when the last time you could daven? Okay, you could, right, the, before fertilization. Before fertilization, depending which, you know, what's gonna fertilize. There's a big, I think we had a share on this a couple of years ago, relating to, was one allowed to daven for Nisim. Where does this come up? It comes up in a Ramah. Rama says on Hilchas Chanukah. So we know we say Alanisim in benching on Chanukah, but the Rama quotes, if somebody forgets Alanisim, so then when one gets to the Harachamans, one should say, the Rama quotes it, Harachaman, I think I brought it, the Rama says, Tafresh Pebez, Yesh Omrim, Kisha Shachach Alhanisim, Avirchas Amazon, Kisha Megil, Harachaman, Omer, Harachaman, Uyasa, Lono Nisim, and Aflos, Kashem, Shazizla, Vasidim, Yemen, Manazah, Pibebatis, Yo, Bechulu. So you say Alanisim there, but the Lashon that you say is Harachaman, that Hashem should do Nisim for me now, like he did, Bismanahu. So all the Achronim on that Rama. How can you daven for a nes? Ein maskir and maisa nisa in this Gemara. How are you allowed to daven for a nes? It's discussed there on the Shulchan Aruch. So all the Achronim give different suggestions. Some suggest the Bechor Shor on Shulchan Aruch says maybe there's a difference between Sarche Yachin and Sarche Rabim. In Benji, you're davening for Klal Yisrael. You can ask for a nes for Klal Yisrael. Right? You can't ask for a nes for personal nes. This for Klal Yisrael. Leah! Maybe that was national. That had to do with the Shiftei Ka. Right, so that's another answer you could have given. Sarche Rabim. Others say maybe you could daven for a nistar and not for a nigla. Not for a nistar. Right, but if it's nigla, you know, sometimes you're lying in bed and there's an alarm going off. You know, would it be a nace for the alarm to stop going off? It would be a nace, but it would go off. You'd be a nistar. You let a daven for that. Is that like you're supposed to go off longer, but I'd say so. Are you allowed to daven first? That's one, another chiluk. The Bechor Shor suggests. Between Nistar and Nigla. There are different suggestions given. Other Achronim say, is it a nace that you need or a nace that you want? Also might be a chiluk. Right? So, Klai Yisrael needs to get redeemed from Galus. So it's a nace that we need. A nace that you want makes it more convenient for you and it makes it more comfortable for you. Maybe that's inappropriate. So maybe after Yantif, when I thought before, maybe we'll have this shir, have another shir relating to davening for Nisim. We'll see. We're already going to be in the Sechah Shabbos by then. But maybe we'll try to find time for it. But that's a big sugya right here relating to this Gemara. Good. Haya baba derech. Tanur Rabbanan, two dots. Maisa behil azakin, shaya baba derech. Hill was coming on the way. Vishama kol tzvacha ba'i, already heard somebody screaming from his house. V'omar, muftach adi she'ezeb toch beisi. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to daven. Oh, I hope that's not coming from my house. It either is or it's not. But Hillel said, oh, I am vaday sure that it's not in my house. V'alav ha'kasav omer, mishmua ra lo yira, nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. He was such bitachon that he knew that it wasn't coming from his house. First, I'm asked, how did he know? But he knew the level of his family and the level of himself. Amar Rava, kol hecha didarash to lahaikra, meresha l'seifa midrash, meseifa l'resha midrash. However you interpret this pasuk, it works. The beginning explaining the end, or the end explaining the beginning. Meresha l'seifa midrash, what is that? How do you do that? Mishmua ra lo yira. Don't be worried about a shmua ra. Matam, why? Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. You darshan it that way. Meseifa l'resha midrash, the opposite. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. You'll have bitachon. Mishmua lo yira. And that will prevent you from having any shmuos ros. Okay, same kind of, same idea. Hahu talmid atavi ka'azil, basred Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Beshuka, Ditzion. There was a student that was following Rabbi Shmuel. Chazid ukamafchid. He saw that he was very scared. He was very scared. Armalei chatoat, you're a sinner. Tichsiv, pachadu b'tzion chatoim. What are you scared about? So Armalei says, I don't know, Rabbi, v'haksiv, ashri adam afachi tamid. Pasuk says, it's good to be scared. Armalei, hoba divrei torah ksiv. That's in Divrei Torah. When you're worried that you're going to forget your learning, you're worried you're going to miss, you're not going to understand something in the learning, so that's what you have to motivate you to learn more. But in life, to have bitachon, as much as we can, to just be benachas, and following whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws our way. Similarly, Yehuda bar Nasan avi shakel va'azil basrei derav hamnuna. Isnach, he sighed. Amar lei, Yisurin boyahu gaver lasuya nafshe. You want to bring Yisurin on yourself? Tachsiv ki pachad pachadati vayesayeni vashiya garti yavoli. Right? You're going to be Yisurin on yourself. You're too much depressed. Vaksiv ashiyad b'fachei tabid. I hope they read Torah ksiv again. Basically, the message being we have to try to have as much yishuv hadas and knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, right, in every situation in life. Discuss this a little bit on Shabbos also, but it's difficult, right, because we it's hard to have the Shabbos HaNefesh, as we quoted many a number of times, the great pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. Avram got up in the morning to do the Akedah. He was able to sleep the night before. Unbelievable. Right? We have something to do the next day, and we can't sleep. Avram Avinu woke up in the morning, he slept like a baby. He slept like a baby, right? Because this is what Hashem wants me to do. I'm going to sleep. It's fine. I have all the Shabbos HaNefesh that one could have. Amazing. Hanichas, that was the Shem and Tosara. Hanichas, lekrach tana rabbanon. Somebody goes into a city. Bikini sasu ma'omer. What do you say when you go into a city? Yira sabo fadak Hashem alakai. Shetachni seini lekrach zel shalom. As you go in, Hashem, please let me go in peace. Nichnas, once you go in, omer. Moda nid fadak Hashem alakai. Shechnisatani lekrach zel shalom. Bikish la says you're about to leave. Omer, yira sabo fadak Hashem alakai alakai avosai. Shetosieni mikrach zel shalom. Yatsa. Once you leave, Omer, Moda nid fadak Hashem alakai. Shetosieni mikrach zel shalom. It's the four. Going out and going in. Or going in and going out. Ukshem shows the tani l'shalom, kin to l'chach to l'chein l'shalom, v'tesbchein l'shalom, v'sadiyin l'shalom, v'sadislein mikav k'oli v'ar baderech. Right, sounds like tefillah t'aderech, which we discussed earlier on Daf Lamed. Right, that was the special tefillah that one says here. Amar of Masna, lo shanu el avakrach, shein don of a hargenbo. But you only have to say this tefillah if it's a city which does not have a government. Right, they don't have judgments and bring you to court. Avo b'krach, shein don of a hargenbo, les loba. But if there's a government that they're done and they have judgment, you don't have to worry. You don't have to say this tefillah. Ikedarmi Amar of Masna. Avila b'krach shadon of Argin bo. No, Rabbat says maybe even if there is a government, zibnim de la misrami lay inish tiyof le schusa. Maybe you won't find somebody to be malam mitzchus for you, and therefore, you know, you have to make sure to say this tefillah. So I didn't think this was so lamaisa. Did anybody ever say this tefillah before? Going into a city, going out of a city. So I was just looking up something else yesterday, and I saw Rav Sternbach in the Chelak Hay, in the new Chelak. He says, Sternbach lives in Harnof. So he says, what do you, well, I need lots of me, but no, b'siyata d'shmaya lomar, but a seal of Beit Shemesh, ole modiin. When I go to Beit Shemesh or modiin, I don't know what kind of government he feels that we have here. Says, I say a little short fila, the kamosha dignu chazal, but krach mesukan, says, so too I daven, sharoi lisp af kan, avim ein bazed din bracha, the tefila sadarech, ach mepnei ribui hatuunos, roi lispala lohodos kinichnas lekrach. Kshani no seam yirsham lebeit shemesh, tekef shani yotzei lekvish rashi v'yirshalayim lekivun beit shemesh, ani omer. Yihira samafadach shabal kai v'kei v'asai, shtolicheni lumakom chefzi lechayim tovim ulshalom. וכשאני מגיע לתוך בית שמש, אני אומר, מודה אני לך שהכנסתני לכרך זה לשלום. והוא עדין תושב משם, שבו ירושלים. כשיוצאים מבית שמש יום, יצאו בפנח של הקי, תלכין אל מקום חסיד חדו לשלום, כשהגיע לר הקודש, יאמר, מודה אני שהכנסתני לכרך זה לשלום. Unbelievable. But then he says, מי יום ירושלים לבני ברק, נוהג אני לברך נוסח תפילה סדרך האורך. So I say the whole Tfilah Sadera, because that's a little longer. But then he says, Uma dafka. Umavakish ani minahaga mechonit la'atsor. Va'ani yotzei mevarech mu'umad. I asked my taxi driver to pull over so I could stand up and say Tfilah Sadera. But Tfilah Sadera, he's schooling the flow. He knows what we're going. This is Rav Sternbach. This is the Skan Rav Eid Haredus. But that's the... Right before they had the anyway, but that's the so you see, that's one example of somebody who says it. I think the Bidag Olam is not to say this in most circles. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. But he spoke about Yerushalayim Beit Shemesh, so I had to bring it in. Tana Rabbanan Hanichlas L'Beis Hamerchat. If somebody goes into a bathhouse, which in those days which was a little more dangerous, as we'll see, the Marsha says also it's spiritually dangerous. No, you're not surrounded by mitzvahs. You're not doing any mitzvahs in the bathhouse. So, Omer, Yiratzim Alfanecha, Shavalokai, Shetatzileni, Mizeh, Umikayot Zebo. Save me from this experience. Valyera, it can't be that dangerous in that you're allowed to go into a bathhouse. You're not allowed to put yourself into a makam sukan. But everything in life has risks. And there are certain risks that are understandable that we take. Shomer Pesachim Hashem. So, but Yudavin, Valyera, Bi Dvar Kalkala Va'avon, and there shouldn't be anything negative that happens to me. Vimyera Bi Dvar Kalkala Va'avon, Temi Sasika Parlo Chalavonosai. Wow. That's what you say before a bathhouse. Amar Abaya, Lole Menashachi. No, don't say that. So, Liftach Pumi Lo Satan. Right, be open your mouth to the Satan. Right, we had this back earlier. Damrei Shlacha Shechetan, Mishved Rabbi Yossi, La'olma Yiftach Adam Pivla Satan. Right, don't open your mouth to the right, the Ayin Hara Satan. Amar Rabbi Yosef Maikra, Dechsev Kimakis Domayinu La'mor Daminu. Can't say anything. So my Ahadu Luhu Navi. Right, they said, oh, we're like this, and the Navi answers the beginning of Shayo. Shimu Devar Hashem Ketzinei Stom V'chulus. Therefore, one shouldn't say something negative. Beferish, right? Remember we had this earlier when we spoke about Birchas Avelim. We shouldn't, we shouldn't explicitly say negative future events about oneself. Ki nafik mai, when he goes out, Omer, mai Omer, Amar Bacha, Moda Yidi Fanecha, Hashem Elokai Sheitzeltani Min Haor. You save me from the fire. Good. Rabbi Yavo, Olabe Bani. Rabbi Yavo one time went in to the bathhouse, Ifchis Beibani Mitute, and some of the wood, there was fire and there's wood on top, some of the wood collapsed. Israchish Le Nisa, there was a nace, Kam Al Amuda Shaziv Meya Bachad Gari Bachad Evare. He was able to grab onto a piece of wood and he saved 100 people with one of his limbs. Some amazing salvation. Amar Hainad Rabbi Acha, he says, now I understand why Rabbi Acha said that tefillah. I understand it's a dangerous place and therefore I needed to say it. Good. Amar Rav Acha, or Da Amar Rav Acha. Hanichnas Lahakis Dam. If somebody goes to bloodlet, which was done in those days for medicinal purposes, Omer Yehira Samafanecha Hashem Elokai Shehe Esek Ze Li Lerefua Vaterpoeni Kikel Rofe Nemanata Vurefuascha MS. And we continue, but this is that what you should say before you bloodlet. Hashem is the Rofe, and with the Gemara continues, Lefishin Darka Shabri Adam Lerefua Lerafos Elishenagu, because people aren't really supposed to be Rofe, but this is the Minug. The minhag is to take medicine and go to doctors. What does that mean? Last Rashi, Klomar. Rashi's on the outside. Klomar, Lohaya Lohem La'asok B'Refuas El'Vakesh Rachamim. They should daven. But look, the minhag told them to go to doctors, says the Gemara, says Rashi, and therefore, this is what we do. But there's a special tefillah, two important ha'aras. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed quotes this about bloodletting. Anichas Lach is dam. Just the first half. Yirasav Fadachshav Lakaishi Esek Zelil Rafua Ki Rofe Chinam Ata. Mishnah Berurah quotes, say this. This is quoting from the Magen Avram. By any time you take medicine, it's a nice tefillah to say. Not just Hakazas Dam. Anytime you're about to take an Advil, a Tylenol, say this little tefillah. V'hu Adin L'chol Midi D'Rafua Yomar Zeh. V'lo Yachshov Shetei Ezeh Dover Lo Rafua Ela Adi Habori Yisbarach Shemo. V'lochein Adi Tefillah Zu Yasim Bitchono Bo V'yivakish Mi'beder Shetiyah Lo L'Rafua. Realize that medicine doesn't work automatically, right? There's a rofe cholim, and therefore there's a nice tefillah if one remembers to say if one is taking medicine. Number one. Number two, right? This is a huge discussion of medicine. in terms of going to doctors, not going to doctors. The toast, oh, let's just do one more line, and then we'll talk about it more. Amar Abaya, lo leme inishachi, a person should not say this. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, v'rapo yirape, mikachinit l'rushus l'rofi l'rapos. Right? Doctors could heal. They have rishus to heal. Kikoi mai, when he gets better, what should he say? Amar of Acha, baruch, rofei chinam. Blessed is Hashem. The Tosafot Rashi here says, you need a pasuk to tell me that the doctor has a rishus to be rofei. Right, there's the Bikam, Rapa Yerapi, that's the Rishus. Right, so the Tosar, they're all the Rishonim deal with this here and in Baba Kama. So Tosar Rashi gives two answers. He says, number one, you might have thought that he has to do it for free, that he can't get paid for it. But Rapa Yerapi means he can even get paid for it. That's number one. Number two, the Tosar Rashi says, you might have thought, and this is what Tosfos says in Baba Kama also, that you're only allowed to get healed from man inflicted sicknesses and wounds. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person sick, what, I'm trying to heal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made somebody sick. Who am I to try to undo the will of God? If Hashem wants to make the guy better, Hashem will make the guy better. So, kamash malan, that we don't assume that way, and we assume that we try to heal the person anyway, even if it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is a huge discussion. You know, this has to be, can't learn this Gemara without the Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai, where we mentioned in the Parshas year a couple years ago, but it's the Ramban talks about, if you read the Ramban not carefully, so then the Ramban says you're not supposed to go to doctors. That's if you read the Ramban not carefully. But if you read it carefully, the Ramban is obviously talking about a time period in history where there are nisim gluyim, and there's saras, if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, and in that type of reality, in that type of society where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving messages to us with nisim gluyim, so then you could say if somebody gets sick, so it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he should do tshuva. But bisman of we don't have nisim gluyim in a time of Hester Panim, then obviously, look, the Ramban was a doctor. All the Rishonim were doctors. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Sfarno, you know, it was the profession of the Rishonim. Not all of them, but many of them were doctors. But that's the Ramban in Bechukosai, again, a very famous Ramban. He says, again, if you read some words out of context, he says, don't go to doctors. But Pasha says, if you read the whole Ramban, Dr. Abraham points us out that if you read the Ramban in totality, it's pretty clear that he means only Bederech, only in a time period of Nisim. Rav Avadia says that, and other poskim say that as well. Even if it's not what the Ramban means, it's not what we do. We go to doctors. We go to doctors, that's our mitzvah. Our mitzvah and our chiyuv is to go to doctors if there is a reason to. Good. Weiter. If somebody goes to the bathroom in the days of old, Omer, we know that there are two malachim that walk with us wherever we go. So if you go to the bathroom, the malachim aren't going to go in with you. So you got to tell them to wait a minute. So, Omer, you tell the malachim, Hiskabdu mechubadim kedoshim b'shar se'elyon, tenu kavo l'elokei Yisrael, harfu mimani, let me go, atche ekani sfeser ritzoni. I'm human. You know, I got to take care of my physical needs. Please wait for me. Vavo aleichem, and I'll come back out to you. Omer abaya lolemen nishar hachi. A person shouldn't say this. Maybe they're going to leave. If you don't give them a job to do while they're waiting outside, then they're just going to leave. Ella, lema. This is what you should say to them. Shimruni, shimruni, izruni, izruni, samchuni, samchuni. Hamtinuli, amtinuli, ashaykanis ve'etze. Shkein darka shobanei adam. Meaning tell them to watch over you, even while you're in the bathroom. Give them something to do right now so that they don't leave. As we know, the minag bizman hazeh is not to say this formula. Already the Shulchan Aruch says that we're so aware of the malachim near us that we're, okay, wait, just wait for me, please. Right, we don't say that. Says the Shulchan Aruch already. Kishikaris in Simen Gimel. Kishikaris the Beis Akisei. Yomer is kabdu mechubadim v'yachshav lo nagul laomer. We don't say it because we're not einanu muchzakim liyirei shamayim shemalachim alavin otanu shenavakshim sheyaptinu alina sheneisei. We don't do that. We do speak to Malachim a couple times a week. One of them is Friday night, right? The Malachim come into the house, Shalom Aleichem, Boachem L'Shalom. So if you look in the Shari Tshuva, right here, in Siman Gimel, Shari Tshuva quotes from the Arizal, that the Arizal says, even before that, where's the Shari Tshuva I wanted to mention? Oh, I'm sorry, this is not, the Shari Tshuva is not here. The Shari Tshuva is in Hilchos Shabbos. Reis Samach Beis, Hilchos Shabbos. Where the Shari Tshuva quotes on Friday night, he quotes from the Machzik Bracha. That's the Chida. The Machzik Bracha in the name of the Tosefes Shabbos. Shegado Echad Machak Benusach Shalom Aleichem Charuz Tzeischem L'Shalom. It was a Gadol Echad in the 1700s. He took out Tzeischem L'Shalom. Why? Because you don't want them to leave. Our Gemara. You don't want them to leave. Says the Chida, no, Valesa, it's not true. We're not telling him to leave, we're just saying, when you leave, it should be B'Shalom. Say Schem L'Shalom, whenever you leave. It's right here on the Shari Tshuva. Valesa, that Kavana Shabesha Yetsu Yiyu, Say Schem L'Shalom, Valosha Doche Osame Alavu Potram, Ulevisha Enyode, I don't know when they're leaving. So that's why I'm just going to tell them now. You know, have a good trip. I don't know when, I hope you stay a long time, but, you know, have a good trip. That's the Shai Chuv right here. We mentioned last year in a Parshas here, a beautiful thought, Parshas Vayigash, from the Lekach Falibov. Rav Avram Shur, he says, no, what's the Pshat of Seisim L'Shalom? The Malachim come into our house, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, they give a bracha, if the table is set, it should be like this the next following week. But then, after we welcome them in, then we say, Malachim, I'm sorry, but now it's just between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Malachim can't be at the Shabbos table because it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Yosef said, Hotziyu Ish Be'Eloi, everybody get out when I reveal myself. So Shabbos is such an intense time between the Jew and Hashem, even the Malachim can't be there. That's what we do say at Seisim L'Shalom. And they realize why. That's the Hashkafik, that the Agadik, and that's the Shari Tshuva in Simen Reish Samach Beis. Okay. We continue. Kinafik, when one goes out of the bathroom, Omer Baruch Asher Yatzar Asad Nabachak Mavar Abon Nekav Nekav Chalum Chalulim. Here it is, the source for Asher Yatzar. Galuvi Yadu Alfrei Kisei Chavodecha. It's known in front of your Kisei HaKavod. Many Mefarshim point out, we say the Kisei HaKavod in Asher Yatzar. It's revealed in front of your Kisei HaKavod that if one of my openings get closed up, what's the message? The message is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so high, the Mashgiach Mimarom, and he's interested in my little orifices, in my little openings, the Kisei HaKavod, yeah, Hashgacha Pratis, on every little part of my little body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in. That's why we use the amazing lashon of Kisei Chavodecha in Asher Yatzar. Shemi Pesech Echad Mehem, O Im Yisaseh Echad Mehem, I Efshar La'amod Lefanecha, Mai Chasim, Amar Rav, Rofei Cholim. That's what you say. Amar Shmuel, Kashavido, Abba, Lekuli, Abba, Ketziri, what? Everybody's sick in the world. Says Shmuel, Ela Rofei Chobasar. Rav Sheshi says, Amar, Mafli, Lasos. Rav Sheshi says, that's what you say. The wondrous, Hashem does wondrous things. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach, Nimrinu, Letravayu. Rofei Chobasar, Mafli, Lasos. That's Rav Papa. We had him yesterday. Yesterday, twice. Say both. Kel Odos and Rav Odos, right? All the different Lashonos. And we had it earlier on Dafyan Aleph. As well as Birchas Torah, you know, what do you say? Lasok and Bachar, Bana, say both! Yimrinu Travayu. Sometimes the Gemara says that. And you have it here as well. What is Mafli Lasos? What is Mafli? It's Hashem acts in a wondrous way. So Tosfos here quotes the Medrash that if you have a balloon and the balloon gets a hole in it, the air is going to go out and it's going to become nothing. It's going to be dead. And yet, a person has a lot of holes in their body. They have nostrils, they have other orifices. And yet, we have a mouth, and the air doesn't go out of our body, and we're able to live. Mafli lasos. That's the Medrash Tosfos quotes here in Dibur Maskil Mafli. If you look in the Ramah in Hilchos Asher Yatzar, in Simen Vav, Mafli lasos is that if we have a net, a neshama, and a guf. That's the Ramah. Ramah right here. It's not a Achron. It's right. It's Achron on the border. I just saw yesterday that the B'shem Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that the Rav said that he quoted his father, it was the Nefesh HaRav, that the Shulchan Aruch had the din of a Rishon and the Ramah had the din of an Achron. Because there's the Sephardic line went later in the Rishonim. Okay, I'm just about to quote the Ramah. But anyway, that was an interesting line. I don't know where he got that from. But anyway, it says the Shulchan Aruch has been involved, the Ramah. V'od yesh lefari shemafli lasos b'masha shomer ruach adam b'kirbo v'kosher davar ruach davar ruchani b'davar gashmi. V'akol hu al yedeshu rofei chol basar. Ki oz ha'adah b'kav ha'briyos v'nishmaso mishtemeres b'kirbo. Many other pshatim of what mafli means, big long Shulchan Aruch here, in Simin Vav Sif Aleph. Good. I think I've quoted in the past, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik told me the story that he said one time he asked his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he was sitting next to him at the Seder. And after the bracha of Asher Galanu, he says to his father, Rav Aaron, he said, that's the most amazing bracha of an Asher Galanu. Rav Aaron says, no, it's not. But anyway, he says, no, the most amazing bracha is Asher Yatzar. That's what Rav Aaron answered. He says, that's the most amazing bracha that we have, Asher Yatzar. We have to realize it. Good. Hanichnas Lisha Namitaso. If somebody goes going to sleep, Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad V'Hayim Shemoa. You see the first parasha of Kriya Shema. V'Omer Baruch Hamapil Chevli Shen Alinai Usnuma Al Afapai. Omer Lishon Basayin. A little different than we have. Yiras Mofanecha Shem Alakai Shashkivenu L'Shalom V'Sin Chalki B'Sarasecha V'Sargileinu L'Dei Mitzvah V'Tilei Bal Targileinu L'Dei Aveira V'Al Tivieni L'Dei Chet. Lo di Avon, Lo di Nisayon, Lo di Vizayon, Vyash Yishlo B Yitzer Tov, Baal Yishlo B'yetzah Hara. Interesting, even before we sleep, we daven this. V'sat zileni mipeg hara, umi chalaim ra'im, ba'al yivaluni chalamos ra'im, ve'hirurim ra'im, u'sehim mitasi shleima lefanecha. I should be complete. V'ha'er enai pen ishan amaves, v'rachat Hashem ha'meir lo'olam kulo b'chvodo. That's the bracha of Hamapil. Good, if you remember, we discussed back on Daf Yud Aleph, there was a Maritz Chayas there that discussed, what if you say Hamapil and you don't fall asleep? How could there be a bracha of Hamapil? You might not fall asleep. So that's why there are some that might not say the bracha of Hamapil. But we say the bracha of Hamapil. It's in Shulchan Aruch. The bracha, why? Because the Maritz Chayas says the bracha of Hamapil is on the teva of sleep. It's not specifically on a birchas, a bracha on sleep. It's the bracha on the teva of sleep. And therefore, even if one has trouble falling asleep, one still says the bracha of Hamapil. That's the Maritz Chayas we had earlier. Let me just find the lashon, if I can find it quickly. If not, I'll skip it for now. But we mentioned it then. Maritz Chayas mentions that it's on the teva of sleep. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to get it right now. Thought I put it here. It is. Avagat the kaimel the baruchan amapio alashena the gamkein yish shasha. Meaning Tosfos there was he's machal between in yoni dioma. Someone, let's say, goes to sleep tonight in a sukkah, and you're just going to sleep in the sukkah, you're not eating in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha. The kfiyas that we hold on Maisa is only on eating in the sukkah, not sleeping in the sukkah. So he says, Shem Elo Yishan, Shaini Hasam, Zaha Bracha al Teva Hashena, Asher Nasan Hashem L'chol Yitzuri Cheled, V'yavagad V'lo Yashan Ata, Mikom Akam Inyan Hashena Yeshna Ba'olam, Aval Hacha Iker HaBracha al Shena B'sukkah, V'kas V'shaper, Shem Elo Yishan Ata. That's why we don't make a bracha on Shena B'sukkah. If you want to go to sleep, have a cookie, Leishi B'sukkah, and then one can go to sleep. Okay. Good. We continue. Also, the interesting lashon of the same chelki b'sor asecha. We say that we're davening for Torah before we go to sleep, but we're going to sleep. What kind of Torah are we doing right now? So the Tzlach notes that this lashon is we have a chiyuv to daven every second, chiyuv to learn and be involved in spiritual pursuits every free second of our life. But you know what? We go to sleep. We're not learning when we go to sleep. So one might think that sleep is a bittul, is a hefsik. So when we go to sleep, we say, no, v'sein chalki b'sor asacha. I'm only doing this as a way of strengthening myself to further my Torah. Even before I go to sleep, this shouldn't be looked at as a hefsek, right? Like the lavush that we mentioned twice already in the Masechta, that the two brachas haTorahs, the first one every day is the bracha achrona on yesterday's Torah, and the second one is the brachas haTorah on today's Torah. Amazing lavush. Okay, Viter. Kimitar, when one wakes up, Omar, Elokai neshama, shenasata bi tahora, ato yitzarta bi, ato nefachta bi. Right, thank you for giving back my neshama, vata neshama bekir bi, v'yata asid l'lam imeni, u'lachzir bi la'silavo. This is my neshama, this is going to be my neshama for eternity. We're going to get back this neshama that we have, this is going to be ours. Kol zman sheneshama bekir bi, moda anil fanecha, Hashem Elokai, v'lokei abusai, ribon kol olamim, adon kol neshamos, baruchat Hashem, hamachzir neshamos, lefkarim meisim. We daven and we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for getting our neshama back. Why doesn't Elokai neshama start off with a bracha? So some have the minhag of putting it right next to Asher Yotzar. So it's a smucha l'chavrta. But the Me'iri right here says it is smucha l'chavrta to Hamapil. It's connected to Hamapil. So, and Hamapil is not a hefsik. So you start with Hamapil and Elokai neshama. The Me'iri right here says it is smucha l'chavrta. Beautiful. Ki shama kol tarnagola. Here we go. When you hear, or Tosas even says, if you don't hear, if it's just at the time of the morning, that the rooster is going to make his sound, lema baruch asher nazal nasef v'inal afchim enyam v'vein laila, ki pasach einei, when you open your eyes, lema baruch pokeach ivrim, ki taritz v'yasev, when you sit up, lema baruch matir asurim, ki lavish, when you get dressed, lema malbish, baruch malbish arumim, ki zakef, when you stand up, lema baruch zakef kafufim, ki nachas la'ar, when you put your feet on the ground, lema baruch rokah haaretz al hamayim, when you get up, ki maski, when you start walking, lema baruch hamechid mitzadei gover, ki sayim misani, when you put on your shoes, lema baruch shasali kotarki, thank you for giving me all my needs. Why is that shoes? At the end, if we have time, we'll say ki aser hem yaneh, when you put on your belt, lema baruch ozer yisrael bigvura, ki paras sudri al reishi, when you put something on your head, lema baruch oter yisrael b'sifara. Interesting, the word yisrael is only mentioned in two brachas, by our belt and by our head, because those are the two things that make a Jew different. what he thinks about, and by the belt, right? How he acts, right? That's Ozer Yisrael Bigvura by the belt, and Oter Yisrael B'Safara by the head. Do you have a minute to touch the Tefillin Shel Rosh or the Yarmulke when one makes that bracha? Ki ma'atev petzitzes. Lema, bracha asher kadosh Hashem levis banu, lehis'atev petzitzes. That's the bracha we make. The bracha of al mitzvah tzitzes is not in Shas. That's said by on a talis katan, because we're not sure if it's going to be the requisite shear. So we don't say lehis'atev, we might not be doing ituf. And that's why, if before one is married, just saying al mitzvahs, that is the minhag. But again, if post can say, if one is wearing a talis, then one does not make any bracha on the talis katan. You just see yotze with the bracha on the talis gadol. Kimonach tefillin adare. When somebody puts tefillin on their arm, lema, baruch asher kadosh Hashem levis tzivanu, laniach tefillin. Areshe, lema, baruch asher kadosh Hashem levis tzivanu, al mitzvahs tefillin. The pashas of this Gemara is like Baalei Tosfos, it's like the Ramah. And that is two brachas on tefillin. The Rambam, the Rif, and others understand this Gemara as saying only if you were mafsik after the Tefillin Shel Yad, then this is the bracha you say on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. But Maker Adin, according to Sfardim, only one bracha. Only if you're mafsik, you make another bracha on the Shel Rosh. Right? It's based on this. That's what Tosfos discusses here, the Rebbeinu Tam, and Tosfos in Maseches Menachos. Those are the two places where Baalei Tosfos discuss the brachas of tefillin. Kimashi yade, lema, bracha shekhar shem levitzvon on the tilas yadayim. When you wash your hands, you say the tilas yadayim. Again, every one of these lines could have a separate shear. We've had shear in the past on the nature of the brachas of tefillin. Why are there two brachas on tefillin? Kimashi ape, when you wash your face, lema, bracha maver, chevle shina meinai, usnuwa meafapai, virasam afanacha, shem alakai, shetagilini, bebitzorasacha, accustom me in your Torah, vadavkeni, bebitzvosacha, vialtivi, in the lo de chait, lo de avon, lo de nisayon, I don't want nisyonos, don't bring me to a nisayon, lo de vizayon, the kofes is frilish tabeloch, force my yetzer to help him serve you, vrachkeni me adamra, umechavara, vadavkeni be yetzer tov, vachavar tov, Ba'olamcha, help me be near you. This is the bracha that we say every morning. Again, Netilas Yadayim. It's the rush right here. Why do we do Netilas Yadayim in the morning? Three different reasons. So the rush right here says, because of Nikius. Because Yadayim Askani Yosem, we might have touched a certain part of our body that is usually covered. So the rush says, you have to wash your hands. The Rashman and Shuvah says, no, we're a Birya Chadasha. We're a new Birya every morning. We're Machber like both of those reasons. All the different Nafkaminas. In terms of those two issues, if you wear gloves during the night, if you sleep during the day, if you're up all night, all the different nafkaminas in terms of washing one's hands. The third reason, the reason we wash three times in each hand is Ruach Ra, that's not mentioned in the Rishonim here, that's based on a different Gemara, but the Machlokas, Rosh Rashba, is right here. Let's just do a little more, and then we will continue. So what bracha do you make on the ra'a? You have to be at the same level as the tova. What bracha do you say? You're going to make the same exact bracha? That's not true. The atnan, al-basoros tovos, omer hatova hametiv. Al-basoros rose, omer bracha and ames. You see, it's not true. You make a different bracha. Amar Rava, you're right. You make a different bracha, but the difference is the feeling. Lo nitzrocha el kibulinu besimcha. It's just, it can be makabal besimcha. That's what the same feeling of besimcha has to be said, even Rachman al-Islan, when one says a dayana emes. Amar Bacham Shudra Evili Maikra, how do you know that? Chesed u'mishpat ashira. Lacha Hashem azameira im chesed ashira. V'ye mishpat ashira. Whether it's chesed or mishpat, I will sing. Rishor Barachmeni Amar Mehacha. Bashem Ahalel Davar, Belokim Ahalel Davar. So it's Bashem, which means Sarachamim, Ahalel Davar, Zumida Tova. Belokim Ahalel Davar, Zumida Sparanis, that's Midas Adin. Rabbi Tanchum Amar Mehacha, Kos Yeshuas Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra, Tsarav Yogan Emsa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. So even by a Tsara and by a Yeshua, by both of them. For Abanan Amri Mehacha, Hashem Natan, Vashem Lakach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mivarach, the first pasuk in first parak in Eov. So we have to be makabalit besimcha. Amar Afuna Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Meir V'chentana Mishpeid Rabbi Akiva LaOlam Yeh Adam Ragil Lomar Kol David Rachmana L'Tavafir. Everything should always be for the good. Famous story. He had Rabbi Akiva David Gaza Borcha. Rabbi Akiva was on the road. Matalahi Masa. He came to a city. Bo Shvisa. He needed a place to be in an inn, and then nobody let him in. Lo Yavi. They didn't let him in. Amar Koman to Koma David Rachmana L'Tavazel. Everything's for the good. Ubas bedavro, and so he slept out in the field. Behavi behadi tanagolam bechamer v'sharga. He had a rooster, a donkey, and a candle. Asa zika kabi l'shraga. The candle, the wind came and blew out the candle. Asa shunra achle tanagolam. A cat came and ate the rooster. Asa arya achle l'chamer, and a lion came and ate the donkey. Amar called David Rachmanu l'tav b'tav. Everything's for the good. Bebalalya asa geisa shavi l'maisa. That night, a whole marauding army came into the city, attacked it. Amar lahu, and he said, and if he would have been there, he would have been in danger. Amar lahu, and he says to them the next day, lav amri l'chu, I told you, kol masha osa kadosh baruch hu, akol l'tova. Right? If there would have been a candle, they would have seen it. They would have heard the rooster. They would have heard the donkey, the chulu. Akol rachmanu l'tavav. Just to end with a thought, Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of Nachamish Gamzu. He was the Talmud. So I once heard from Rav Avram Shor, why is it that Rav Nachamish Gamzu says Gamzu L'tova, and Rabbi Kiva says Kol David Rachmanu L'tavavid? Why is one in Hebrew, one in Aramaic? Why does Rav Nachamish Gamzu talk in Hebrew, and Rabbi Kiva talks in Aramaic? So he says that Lashon HaKodesh, one question. The other question is, he says we say in Valetzion, we say in Az Yashir Hashem Yimochu Olam Va'ed. What's the unkelis on Hashem Yimochu Olam Va'ed? Hashem Achusei Ka'im La'olam O'amei Amalya. Ka'im, ka'im means it is. Hashem Yimloch is future tense. Hashem Ka'im is present. So why does the uncle switch it from the future to the present? So the answer is, he says, because Lashon HaKodesh represents clarity. That's the ultimate language. The world was created with Lashon HaKodesh. Ultimate in clarity. Right? Targum is not Barur. It's not Barur. So to say with clarity that Hashem is Melech, that there's open Malchus Shamayim, there's Nisim Gluim today, you can't say that. You can't say that because it's not true. There's Hester Panim. In a hidden way, we know it's true. That's why in Aramaic we could say Ka'im in the present. But Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Void. In the Hebrew, it's future because you can't say that right now. Rabbi Akiva was on a lower level than his Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva says, I don't feel it right now. I don't know, but you know, I believe it. Called to Avid Rachman al-Tav of it in Aramaic. But his Rebbe, Gamzu, Rabbi Nachamish Gamzu, he was on an even higher level. He was able to speak in Lashon HaKodesh, say it in Hebrew. Gamzu Tavik, he felt right now that this was good. Right now, he could say it. And we'll see Bez Rachmanu Litzlan on tomorrow's daf, when we talk about Rabbi Akiva, when we talk about the end of Rabbi Akiva's life, it could be that at the end of his life, Rabbi Akiva reached the level of Nachamish Gamzu, of his Rebbe, as Bez Hashem will talk about. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bez Hashem, again, I will try to get tomorrow's daf up today sometime. But Bez Hashem, if not, we will continue on Chol HaMoed. So we'll figure out the Chol HaMoed story, but for now, we'll take it day by day. But Bez Hashem, I hope to get the daf on Tuesday. But we'll continue. We'll pick up then. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's again, Shir is sponsored by Eddie and Bayou Jacobs, in honor of the marriage of their daughter Nomi to Dariel. And again, we thank the Orlinsky family sponsoring L'Zeicha Nishvach Menachem Yitzchak Ben Yaakov Yisrael, Orlinsky, and Chaim Abba Ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. Thank you very much.